You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has sided with Republicans in the legislature in the court's latest decision on power struggles between the legislative and executive branches. Savannah Tolme Olson has more.
This case centers around the science of reading bills. In 2023, lawmakers passed bills that would reform how Wisconsin educators teach kids how to read in line with research-backed methods. When it came time to sign those bills, Governor Tony Evers used his partial veto power to streamline the funding mechanisms for the bill. Republicans filed a lawsuit claiming Evers overstepped his authority. By unanimous decision, the liberal-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court agreed that was above Evers' scope as governor. Meanwhile, Republicans passed those bills that change how Wisconsin kids learn how to read, which requires training and new materials, but they haven't released the money to pay for those changes. It's set aside sitting in an emergency fund. The state's high court ruled leaving the bill unfunded and holding on to that cash is constitutional. Now, the court has been busy and its decisions are being released rapid fire. In the last week or so, the state's high court sided with Attorney General Josh Call over Republicans in the legislature in another case of deciding powers between the executive and legislative branches. The court also ruled in favor of state regulators, saying that the DNR can force businesses to clean up contaminants like PFAS. We're expecting at least one more big decision from the state Supreme Court by Monday, and that would be a ruling on Wisconsin's 1849 abortion law. They're on the clock here because the court session officially ends on Monday. Justice Ann Walsh Bradley will retire after 30 years on the bench, and then Susan Crawford will be sworn in on August 1st. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Braden's Law advances in the legislature. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
The Wisconsin State Assembly passes legislation known as Braden's Law to strengthen penalties for people found guilty of sextortion. Mosinee Republican Representative Brent Jacobson co-authors the bill and says the legislature had the opportunity to respond to the despicable people doing this to Wisconsin children and send a clear message that they need to stay away from the children in Wisconsin. The bill, which now goes to the state Senate, is named after Braden Bone. The Wausau area 15-year-old died by suicide in March after falling victim to a sextortion scheme. Under the bill, perpetrators could be charged with felony murder if a victim commits suicide.
There's a new program being launched in Southwood County to help de-escalate crisis situations. It's called a Co-Responder Crisis Response Program. Opportunity Development Centers, Inc., or ODC, is collaborating with the Wisconsin Rapids Police and the Wood County Sheriff's Departments with this program. It pairs trained law enforcement officers with mental health professionals to respond to incidents involving individuals experiencing behavioral health crises and general mental health-related challenges. By working as a team, they can provide effective crisis de-escalation, potentially keeping individuals out of the justice system when not necessary, and connecting them to behavioral health services or other community resources. The co-responder or mental health coordinator would be the advocate for the individual while supporting law enforcement. The long-term impact of this program aims to reduce the number of behavioral health crisis calls, the number of emergency detentions, and the amount of time officers are involved. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks are on the clock. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, basketball. The NBA draft continues tonight. The Bucks with a pick in the second round, 47th overall. Former Badgers star John Tanjay and Marquette's Cam Jones expected to be selected. Last night, Con Knipple from Milwaukee the fourth overall pick by the Charlotte Hornets, becoming the highest drafted player ever in state history. His high school coach, Ryan Walls, had a watch party at Wisconsin Lutheran High, who won the state with Knipple in his senior year.
Never had a kid ever be drafted before, so able to share this moment with a lot of people who love Conn.
Baseball, the Brewers with a day off before hosting the Rockies tomorrow night. Rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, now 3-0, after leading the Brewers to a 4-2 win over the Pirates yesterday to win that series.
Electric, you know, that's Miz. You know, if, you know, walking a couple of guys and a little erratic, able to calm down himself and get right back on the bump and stay on the attack. That was huge for us.
That's Brewers catcher Eric Haas with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Alana Thompson, a.k.a. Honey Boo Boo, is back in the public eye, or trying to be. Americans last remember her from 2012's Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. The show followed the hyper six-year-old while she graced the airwaves of TLC and was a spinoff from an equally horrible show called Toddlers and Tiaras. Both shows were the brainchild of Mama June, Alana's mother. Now the poor kid is trying to reinvent herself and remain relevant, as former reality stars so often do, and she's using a new biopic to do it. If you're interested and can't get enough southern drawl and manufactured charm, check out I Was Honey Boo Boo on Lifetime. Dreamy heartthrob Bobby Sherman has passed away. Sherman was a teen idol in the 1960s. Sherman sang hits like Little Women, Hey Mr. Sun, and Easy Come, Easy Go. Bobby Sherman was 81 years old and 5 feet 9 inches tall. Is it just me, or does it seem like people should know the height of celebrities who pass away? Let's start something new here. Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility is getting a makeover. Daisy Edgar Jones has just signed on to be the film's lead, Eleanor Dashwood. The role of sister Marion Dashwood has not been announced yet. The story follows the sisters after they are forced to leave their family home in Sussex due to financial issues. Daisy Edgar Jones herself announced the news on social media. Her previous credits include Where the Crawdads Sing and last summer's Twisters, where she played the female lead opposite Glenn Powell. Most of us have a love-hate relationship with Facebook and only know the story of its beginnings from the film The Social Network. There will be a sequel on the way from Aaron Sorkin. Variety reports that Sorkin has written a screenplay as a follow-up to the 2010 film based on a series of Wall Street Journal articles called The Facebook Files. No casting has taken place yet, but Sorkin is an Oscar-winning writer, so buckle up, folks. It's always fun to watch the box office prognosticators estimate what film will earn how much in theaters. The new Brad Pitt film, F1 The Movie, a film set in the world of Formula One, is being called Top Gun on Wheels by people such as me, Pete Schwabba. It opens this weekend, and box office so-called experts are estimating the film will bring in $40 to $50 million. F1 The Movie is Apple Original Films' 6th theatrical wide release. Speaking of Pitt, the actor recently told a story about how he was almost fired when he was an extra. Pitt appeared on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast and talked about his life as an extra after moving to Hollywood. Pitt told Shepard while working on the Charlie Sheen movie at No Man's Land, he ad-libbed a line while playing a waiter. The assistant director told him, "If you do that again, you're fired." Can you imagine? His mutual man crush with George Clooney was almost unrequited. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have more scattered showers and thunderstorms on the way later today. And tonight, we could get another half inch to an inch of rain by the time it all winds down. Today, cloudy showers, thunder showers, upper 60s, low 70s. Low 60s tonight, tomorrow, still a little light rain with highs in the mid 70s. We're in the 80s by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.